Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's a bird, it's a plane, it's Shannon, and she's about to blow.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Turn it up.
Ooh.
We're about to blow up. Shannon's about to blow up. She's going crazy. It's like Crazy Island all over again.
Yes.
Except it's not Kelly. It's Shannon. It's Monday. Welcome to AfterBuzz, Real Housewives of Orange County After Show. I'm your host, Hollywood Leanne, and I'm here with my shady panel.
What's up, guys? How you doing? I'm Thomas Rulina. Follow me online at Thomas Rulina.
Hey guys, I'm Mike the Creo, joining Thomas as the Turtleneck Crew tonight.
Turtle twins over here.
Twins.
My Salvadorian sisters abandoned me for some extra fabric.
And some fashion.
I'm bringing Lana Del Rey. I'm bringing some emo-ness to the group because there's always one, like Shannon. Shannon tonight, we're going to be talking about a lot, so make sure to really stick in and tune all the way to the end. We have a fantastic news and gossip section for you guys. We're doing your tweets. Make sure to tweet us and make sure to hashtag us and make sure to include us in the tweet so we can shout you out. We love you guys. And let's get it started. We have so much to talk about. Mm-hmm. We're in Jamaica. It's part two. There's still no air conditioning.
Oh my gosh.
Everyone's getting ready for a night out. Hashtag swamp ass. Mm-hmm. Not my words, Tamara's. There's texts from home. Shane is sending pictures that he's being a nice Mormon father, taking the kids to church to talk to Heavenly Father. Good for him.
Yes.
Fun Shannon is in order. We're all talking about it. We're all hoping she'll come out. Let's order drinks and wait for Vicky and Shannon because they're late.
They were late.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we're drinking. We're going to have fun. Why? Because it's a pre-op thing.
Right.
You know.
We're going to have fun because when she goes back to LA,
that's it.
She's having her eyelids done. Mm-hmm. What do we think about this?
I really don't think that she needs it done. I think it's like...
I do too.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I get scared when these ladies go under because, you know, it's just scary.
It's always a gamble. That's why.
Yeah. It is a gamble.
It's a minor procedure. It's just your under eyes and your eyelids. I'd get it done if I had... I mean...
Absolutely.
I'd do it.
Yeah. Just a little quick.
Yeah. Just don't do anything drastic, you know what I mean?
Fine.
Tamara has proven that you can go under and mm-hmm. still come out looking like yourself. Mm. You know who's not looking like yourself? Vicky. Talk about a different franchise. No, Dorit. Dorit looks like an entirely different person.
Did she do some work?
Oh, she's revealed some new selfies.
Okay.
Make sure to go into my Instagram story. I'll post it. She's looking like a whole different person.
Oh,
she wants to be a Kardashian. Wrong show, honey. Yeah, let's talk about Real Housewives of Orange County, though. If it's not about Shannon, she's not interested. I feel like immediately we got off to a negative start because the conversation just wasn't about her. We're all getting together. We're all going out. And Fun Shannon is always here, according to her. Did you guys see how quickly she downed that martini?
No, I didn't notice that part.
I did. I think she knew what was happening there. I mean, when you're late to anywhere, I always feel like you become a conversation because it's like, they're late, you know? So mm-hmm. she kind of knew going into it, like, you know, and plus people were already catching on to the fact that she wasn't really having the greatest time.
Right, but then she made it even worse by saying, oh, this is not fun. This is not a great conversation. and then saying it out loud.
I feel like that attributed to the drinking. I'm like, I feel like when you down that lemon drop martini, you started to get a little feisty.
Yes.
You know?
Well, mm-hmm. she points out that, you know, Fun Emily or whatever, and pointed out the fact that she doesn't need to drink to have fun. Are we team Emily or Shannon on this one?
You know what? I'm actually, well, I don't think Emily was involved that much. She was just commentating. There was a lot of peanut gallery tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of peanut gallery, which had me dying.
Yeah.
Kelly's specifically, I was rolling.
Kelly's pickup lines? I'm like, where are you coming up with this stuff?
Like, stop! Yeah. Stop! We're trying to help you. Stop!
And she's like looking at her straight in her face.
It's so funny. She was. Oh my God. I tweeted a lot tonight. We should pull up my tweets.
Oh, stay tuned, guys. You guys might see some tweets from the panel over here.
Yes. Ah. Because, you guys, it was just out of control tonight. I feel like the defense went up really, really fast. We're going to be talking about these fun personalities, and drinking is involved. Yeah. Gina's earning her peach tonight. Mm-hmm. She's like, Shannon, if it's not about you, I have been a really good friend. Oh, really? How good of a friend have you been? Huh, Tamara? Yeah. Spill it. Spill it.
And Tamara's face was like, what? I'm being put on the hot spot? Like, what's going on? Speechless.
And she didn't even try to, like, say, oh, she's a good friend because X. No. She literally was just like, oh, well, I'm in a situation here.
And it's because, even though they resolved it, she's holding on. She's still kind of upset that this is just their general relationship. It's not a give and take. It's just all take. And it's Shannon, and I feel like she's kind of,
can I say, there's like layers that are peeling every episode that mm-hmm. I'm watching, and then there's always something popping up about in regards to Shannon. Like, Shannon gives a call all the time to, like, Kelly, and if Kelly doesn't answer the phone, it's Tamara. Like, it's constant. I'm like, damn, imagine having someone call you that much.
To the point where her kids are even saying, do not pick up. I mean,
I was just going to say, it's getting really, really down to the root, and I want to know, do you guys have someone in your life like this, and how do you deal with this?
Oh, my God.
Because you have to understand, even though we're always right, just kidding. people are going to say, Tamara wasn't loyal tonight. She could have easily spoken up and been like, you know what? She is a good friend. But Tamara is not being that loyal. So I want to know, are we questioning the loyalty, or are we just going with it because we're upset that it's been really one-sided and she's just about to crack? That's why Eddie was like, good. So I want to know, you guys in the live chat as well, let us know. How do we feel about this? It's very conflicting. Well, is Tamara wrong at all? Should we question the loyalty?
Going back to your original question, I can say that I kind of was like a Shannon. Like, you know, a different time in my life. So I've learned to kind of tone it down. So I do think that there are people like that out there that kind of need that constant reassurance of wanting to talk to people.
That's fine.
But I think that Tamara's not in the wrong. I just think that she's just talking about it too much to the wrong people versus just constantly talking about it with Shannon. These women don't need examples of why Shannon is the way that she is. Yeah. Like, just talk to Shannon about it.
Yeah, I feel like last season, Tamara was so supportive with Shannon. And now this season, it's more like her lashing out. And she's looking at different outlets, and she's continuously bringing up the subject of her all the time. Every time they're out and nobody's talking about it, it's like she's like, I wonder how she's doing. Is she okay?
She's
like,
harboring mm-hmm. resentment, and so she's mm-hmm. projecting it onto the other ladies. So Shannon does have like a tiny little point where she's like, you're feeding into it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She is kind of right, but it just hasn't been fully addressed, mm-hmm. and it's because Tamara didn't really give it to her. You have to really... She had the chance over there in the little fern nursery place.
Oh, yeah.
But she's like, I can't. Every time I talk to her, like, the world ends.
Why is she
which
so scared?
Is true.
Yeah.
I love Kelly. She's like, you're scared. You're scared. You're scared. You know, we're going to really get into it, but it all starts with Gina just going, dude, you don't talk to us. All you have to say is like, hey, how you doing? How are your kids? She starts to freak out. She goes into the bathroom and you know, Vicky tries to go in there, and Tamara's like, let me just handle it. This is the root of this is me. And then all of a sudden, Vicky Switzerland, she's like, I'm not getting involved.
I kind of like where Vicky positioned herself here because she's
in the beginning.
Yeah, in the beginning. Yeah, exactly. She was not going to stand for that at the end. But in the beginning, she was like, hands up. She was like in the clear. And then as soon as she started to talk about it in her confessional, I was like, okay, that's fine. Then she started saying it in that moment. Vicky's I was like, right, oh no, though. Shannon got you.
You know what? I just want to say this. I don't want to jump too much ahead to the end, but I do want to say, when Bravo backs you up with the montage, that's when you know it's right. It's called evidentiary support.
Exactly.
Legally Blonde. Yeah. You know, so I don't know. It really, she wanted to take it to another level, and the restaurant's like, look, we're closing. Can you guys go? So Vicky's like, the restaurant's closing. We need to go. Mm-hmm. The awkward van ride back. Oh, man. That was just insane.
Yeah, I noticed watching Gina. She, like...
she wanted to, like, pet her like a dog. She's like... are you okay? And she's like, I just need a minute.
She was
like,
in the first seat on the, in the end, and then she started slowly moving closer to the window as soon as Shannon sat down.
I'd be scared of Shannon, too. Like, that lady can just pop out of nowhere.
She's just crazy. But you know what, though? It's, they talked some truth there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all white women problems.
Yeah.
No, she said it's just, rich girl problems. No, Vicky said,
that's what it was.
Vicky said, I knew it was, rich girl problems.
Something like that. Yeah. Rich girl problems.
Well, it's not relatable. It's really not. For the demographic that's really into this show, it's not relatable to
me. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
We all
have
bills.
Thank you for saying that.
Upset. We have bills. We have problems. Some of us have kids.
I think somebody who actually had, like, had a huge wake-up call was Kelly, because she's the one that had to downsize her whole life. So when she sees somebody like Shannon who's complaining about...
And you Shannon's know, like, you don't know what I go through. Kelly's like, I just went through it.
$20,000 to $30,000 a month. I mean, it's not really relatable.
Oh, come on, guys. Yeah.
It's not relatable to us viewers either, because it's like she just keeps on complaining and complaining and complaining. You don't know what I'm going through. And then as soon as someone else says, well, you don't know what I'm going through, she's like, but she didn't have a husband who treated her the way my husband treated me. It's like, why does it always have to relate back to you and your troubles? Like,
it's just always
so
about Shannon. She's an emotional vampire. I have said this so many times on this show. I have said this so many times into these mics. Literally, someone can go through all of my videos and create a beautiful montage of me talking about Shannon. She's an emotional vampire. She's out of control. And I feel like she literally went off on everybody tonight. She took the gun and she killed everybody tonight. She was like, there's not going to be no survivors.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She went crazy. But here's what really bugs me. And it says a lot about her character.
Mm.
How are you just going to decide after you're going to eventually go off on everyone? She hadn't gone off on everybody yet. How are you going to then turn on the people that help make your show? How are you going to turn on production? Like, I'm sorry, the way you treated those people, you have been with those people for years. These people have been in your home. You know these people's names. They're not just cameramen. For you to all of a sudden turn your anger out on them, it's so rude. That is their job. It's their job to follow you. Why are you threatening them? I'm going to take this mic off. They were even giving you distance. From what it looked like, they were like 20 feet away.
They were. Mm-hmm. They were keeping their distance.
And she was still going crazy. And that's when Tamara was saying, you can't act like this. You can't treat people like this.
Yeah.
And I think she meant production. Mm-hmm. Because you can't just throw such a tantrum that you want the entire world to end. You want the show to stop. And nothing really has happened.
Yeah.
I mean, on Real Housewives of Atlanta,
oof.
I mean, it gets crazy.
Well, when Kim Zolciak did that, she actually touched the camera, or I think Corey did, but that was her last episode.
Exactly.
With Shannon, it continues on. So what I do think is I do think that Shannon should speak to somebody more on a professional level and not rely on her best friend, because she's going to end up running that friendship to the ground if she continues to do that.
She's burning all of her bridges.
I was just going to say, like, on Real Housewives of Atlanta, I remember, like, producers have had to intervene, and they've had to go, like, Croy, no, like, you can't do that. Like, you can't attack him. You know him.
Yeah.
He's not just like a camera guy. He's been in your home. Mm-hmm. You have to understand, these people, these families, they have these camera guys that come to their house. It's not like one set of guys that are going to all the ladies' house.
Mm-hmm.
They each have their own little crew. These ladies have been on for years. I just feel it was super disrespectful.
It was.
And I've heard just through the grapevine that she's not particularly very nice to production, which really just rubs me the wrong way.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So I just don't like that. And tonight we saw a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When she kept on saying, I just need a minute, I need 5 minutes, I was really hoping that she would cool it off. But she just kept on going and going, especially with production.
Didn't you just have a half hour car ride to cool down?
Yeah. It was just, I don't know, it was a little bit absurd. I started to think that maybe she should be taking some medication or something.
Yeah, I think that she took it the wrong, I know we're not there yet, but I think she took it the wrong way, as in she thought everybody was really saying
we're
that.
We're there.
But,
we're upstairs. She's walked out. She's upstairs now. We're all trying to calm her down in her bedroom, and she's going crazy.
She was definitely on one.
Kelly is, Tamara's saying the world isn't ending. Stop it. Kelly, all drunk, is saying, you're scared. We're scared. Why are you so scared?
She was scared, though.
She's like, because this is what happens. Every time I even mention to her, you can't do this. You can't treat people like this. All of a sudden, she goes apeshit.
I really root for Shannon. I really do think she needs to speak to somebody professionally, because it's going to really change her perspective. And I don't know if she's gone to therapy or spoken to somebody, but I do think that sometimes people do need that.
And you can't go to that therapist that you went to before with David. Like,
No.
That has bad juju, and I didn't really get that. How cringeworthy was that? Remember when remember when she had to die? And it was awful.
That was like a mini retreat they took or something. God, I don't know.
It was just bad.
Yeah.
No.
So, it's tequila shot time. We just want to know you. This is all what it stems from, and this is where the rich girl problems start talking about. And you know what? It's true. They're keeping it real. This is the Real Housewife. These are real problems. Everything she's mentioning, girl, this is what people deal with. I guess this wasn't on camera, but she said to someone, I had to take my kids to school today and I had paid bills today. That is called normal life in people's lives.
She said that to Kelly.
That is just insane to me. She needs some serious perspective.
Yeah. She does.
I think she needs to get out of Orange County.
No, this is a reality check for her, everything that she's going through, but she's making it so much more difficult on herself when it's not even that hard. These are like everyday lifestyles that people go through, paying bills, taking your kids to school, like everything. And the fact that she's getting support from David too, like monetary support, a lot of people don't even get that.
Speaking of, here we go. Kelly is just like... I think she was drinking, so she was like, how can David put up with this?
Oh my God, yes.
Oh my God, for years and years, I've been saying this. I am not someone to, like, corner a woman and be like, she's crazy, I can't with her.
Yeah.
But Shannon, she really is the epitome of that, like, naggy kind of person that you're just like, oh my God. You just can't help yourself. Like, stop it.
Mm-hmm. Do we feel sorry for David now? Like,
no.
No?
No.
Well, I've always just said, I was Team David for a minute. Because if you go back to the reunion, like 4 or 5 reunions ago, when he wanted to leave her in the very first time, I remember them sitting on the couch. And it wasn't about an affair. It wasn't about their marriage and their problems. At that time, specifically, it was genuine. He just wanted to be happy. Do you remember when he was like, I'm over 55 years old. I just want to be happy. Ugh. Don't you want to be happy?
Was that before or after he cheated, though?
That was before he cheated.
It was before.
Should cheat on a woman. So no. I feel like I said no right away because just for that reason alone, I mean, you marry somebody.
I'm not
somebody.
Justifying anything that he's done.
But I'm just, but I don't feel sorry for him, though.
But I'm just saying, like, at one point, there was a time where they could have just gone out of it cleanly. Like, it just was not working. Exactly. They could have really just been like... We need to go to therapy because there's just a disconnection there. And I don't want one of us to do something that we're going to regret. You know what I mean?
But I feel like they kind of did that and it was a two-way street with both of them. And I feel like for him, it still wasn't worth it. And that's why he cheated.
Well, look at what we saw tonight.
Mm-hmm. this is the first time I've ever seen her act this way, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Like, lash out on everybody.
Oh, we're, yeah.
Like that. Usually not the crazy side.
The episode, we've seen the episode. Yeah. She's had plenty of episodes.
Yeah.
But she literally went down the road.
She did. But
it was almost like a bait and switch. It was literally like arguing with the toddler because she would hold on to every word she'd say. Kelly's like, you need to be, maybe like take some medication. I do not need to be medicated. Blah, blah, blah. You could have literally brought up something else and she would have switched to that and forgotten all about it.
Exactly.
Well, she did.
Because she didn't even know who brought up the medication. She thought it was Vicky. She thought it was Tamara, when in reality, it was Kelly, and then Vicky added on to it. She was like, well, it maybe would have calmed you down, because I know it helped me with Dawn. I'm sorry, there's no Scientologist present right now. We believe in medication. And sometimes, like, you need something to calm you down. Take a Xanax, girl.
Yeah, I feel bad for her, but she did feel ganged up on, and that's kind of what happens. It just so happens that... She was on a reality show.
Yeah, she's in the corner. Yeah. You're cornering the dog. She's going to go crazy on everybody. She did.
Jamaica, like, you know.
Where is the weed? Where is the weed?
You know, like, puff, puff, pass. I'm just kidding. Hello.
It's actually super illegal in Jamaica. It's like a huge oxymoron.
I actually thought that it was really bad of like the awkward bus ride, because it's like these women are all the way in Jamaica to have it the dinner end that terribly and for no one to talk and for it to be that bad.
And then they went into that bar in their hotel with no music. Like, who's drinking and it's just dead silent? I would have been like, turn on something, please.
Spotify. I'm gonna put Spotify on my phone.
Can I have the aux cord, please?
Right.
Gina looked pretty much hammered. Her face was so red. She's like, where's the music?
You know what? Oh, God. When there's a cloud around, you're going to get rained on. That's what happens when you hang around the cloud. You're going to get rained on. She decides to say to Vicky, I have defended you to the end. Mm-mm. Till the end. Montage. Thanks, Bravo. So now she's officially killing everyone else, killing everyone off as a friend. You cry every single night. Boom. Bait and switch. The new thing. No, I do not, Tamara. No, I do not. It was literally like she was holding on to every single word. She was spiraling out of control.
She was spiraling. She was having a meltdown.
She needed like a... I'm just kidding.
Vicky should have hopped on her.
Definitely not by a man.
No, I wasn't even thinking about for a
man. Well, you know, like sometimes it's like
you gotta snap out of it.
It's like a share moment. Like snap out of it. Like
Kelly should have done that.
I don't know. They should have hosed her down, like thrown some water on her or something.
Some tequila.
I don't think that we had like we haven't had a real physical altercation on OC and. I think it was the wine throwing. Like, somebody should have maybe threw, like, water on hers, maybe. Just to wake her up.
They've always thrown drinks on each other on this show. Mm-hmm. Now, the only kind of altercations, like, that happens on Shaw's. Gigi.
Oh, yeah.
She attacks people.
Yeah. Uh-huh. In the Atlanta reunion.
Remember when she, like, pushed Asha at the pool party?
And then she's, like, scratching people in their face and everything.
Oh, God. Yeah. You know what? She's holding on to everything. They should have led her to something different. You know what I mean? If it was really easy to lead her to something, they should have led her to something different. Like, you're a good friend! Yes, I am! Yes, I am! They should have, like, led her to something else because... This is Crazy Island Part 2, and Kelly was just going, go to sleep, you're crazy! This is a breakdown. Shannon says no to medication. Kelly says, give me some. Mm-hmm. Tamara says, it doesn't matter. She's seeing red. And we wake up to breakfast in bed.
Well, before we get to breakfast in bed, we want to let you know here at AfterBuzz, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve you guys. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. Mm-hmm. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, which I am not a fan of and I don't enjoy, don't worry, because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz TV shows on our channel. Let us know you did in the comments, and we'll thank you on air for now. Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV and for making us the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, let us know. We'll shout you out. Actually, we do have someone to shout out that subscribed last week, Elizabeth.
Let me look.
It's in the last video. I do want to shout her out. Okay. Something Elizabeth. She's great. But we're shouting out the live chat. Hi, Pearl Bubbles and Mike Bowman. And P. Lee says, wasn't Dr. Moon supposed to cure Shannon of her negative thoughts?
Ooh.
Clearly, it's not working. So, yeah, we're getting to the end, and Shannon is nowhere to be found. Kelly's calling Jolie and being nice to Michael. Shannon drank a lot. She downed that martini. She was wasted. She spiraled. She turned off her phone. Tamara's done. She doesn't want to call. Mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes you get to that point with people. You're just like, you know what? It's a lot.
You just have
to
cut them out.
Yeah, it's just like, I need a break. Even my husband said, good. Even my kids are like, good. Maybe I just need a break. So, like, I don't care. I'm going to go have fun in Jamaica. Let's go bobsledding. Which, by the way, looks so fun.
That was so cool.
And so scary.
I loved it.
Sketchy AF.
No, it looked really fun.
What about the break situation?
Well, you couldn't break. It was just for you to go faster.
Oh.
Yeah. Or that's like, why Gina was like, how do you work this? And she was going so slow.
Why were Gina's clips so awkward?
She's like, oh, can I just say, Gina's makeup looks so much better now. I think she got it redone for the little commentary sections, because before it was like...
I don't know. You didn't like that black.
Did you get the name for me?
Yes. Her name was Elizabeth, and she subscribed last week. Elizabeth Gonzalez.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you for subscribing. Yes. So you guys, make sure to tweet us and let us know that you're subscribing, that you're watching, because we really appreciate the love and the feedback. And make sure to tweet the Housewives. Let them know what's happening here, what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And you guys have been doing a really good job of that. I had a couple people tweet Emily, and Emily's like, yeah, I love him. It's Hollywood Leon.
You?
Of course. Yeah.
Wow, you're famous.
Oh, yes. Come on.
You're
now.
On HBO. Now you're on the Housewives.
Oh, you're so sweet. You're so sweet. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. But you know what, though? Let's talk about something that hasn't happened for a long time. Vicky was fun!
Yes.
Vicky was fun.
We should play the
She was drinking. She was twerking, which we have a poll for you guys. We want to know, do we think Vicky got the Brazilian butt lift? Because somebody asked her, and then they cut away. You didn't even get to hear the answer. It looked really sculpted, and it's really easy to sculpt these days with a little money. It's really easy to get sculpted, and I feel like she had this kind of figure.
I think she might have, and I am not mad at it.
I'm not mad at it either.
People should do what they want with their money, so if she needs that little lift to lift it up, then do it.
Thomas, great. What have you gotten done?
We'll talk about that after the show.
Ah!
I'm just kidding.
I think Steve wanted a little booty, and that's why she got it done.
Well, she looks good.
She
I
looks
like
great.
It.
I love it. I wish
I don't
would
know
get
what
it
happens
bigger.
When she's like crying. Her face gets weird, or remember the allergic reaction? I don't know.
Oh yeah, she got so red.
She looked like the mom from Real Housewives of Miami.
Oh my God, I know what you're talking about.
Is that Mama
that's
Elsa?
That's not Mama Elsa. It's pretty dreadful.
I don't know. I really feel like she got a little sculpting done, which there's nothing wrong with it, but. I want to know this, guys, and I'm really not trying to go for Shannon, kind of, but I want to know, do you guys think she really brings the group down? Because everyone was having so much fun. Tamara forgot that Shannon was even not present. She had kind of forgotten about the whole thing, because she's like, I want to have fun.
Yeah.
She's like, who's missing? And they're like, hello, Shannon, who's not answering the phone?
Well, I think that so many people are invested. Every time I do a poll on Twitter, Shannon always wins. She's like a fan favorite. So I think
people
at
love
this
Shannon.
Point, it's like whatever she does, she can do no wrong.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
I'm sorry. I like the fun girls that keep it real, even though Kelly sometimes says really inappropriate things.
I love
like
it.
She got drunk tonight and was like, ugh, I don't know. Maybe David, like we feel bad, a little bit bad for David. Clearly, that's kind of like breaking girl code. She might have to apologize for that later.
I think some people on Twitter are really, really upset. I did see some tweets already about that.
But you know what, though? She's keeping it real. She's keeping it real. And I like Kelly.
Well, that's the thing. That's why I watch Real Housewives of OC, because I like seeing the realness. I don't want to see anything that's like, yeah, like these are older people. These are like, you know, they have like, no, I mean, these are like Real Housewives. Like, I just want to see the fun part of it. That's why
Vicky's
I watch
like,
it.
Let's get a shirt for Shannon. She's a triple XL.
Oh my God.
The shade.
And she's medium, she says.
She's like, I'm a small ever since my little.
But then did you notice too that Vicky and Tamara were very much together for the rest of the trip.
Well,
and I like that duo. I'm like, yes, they're.
I've always loved Vicky and Tamara. When they're together, it's the best.
Yes.
Maybe it's taking a turn. Maybe it's going to go back to old times.
Hopefully.
Oh, I hope so, because there's so much fun.
So do we think Shannon brings the group down?
At times, yes.
At times. I agree with that. I mean, it's not consistently because we have seen some fun sides to Shannon.
Yeah,
I say yes. And some people are saying, yes, she needs to go. Angel Ruth says she needs to go. Now, do we think Vicky got a little help in the butt area?
Yes. And I love it.
Yes.
All right. That's the consensus. It's triple yeses over here for both polls. Vicky's bottom and Shannon's bottom as well. Literally rock bottom. Let's get into our tweets because they're fantastic tonight. Tweet Tweets, Thomas.
All right, guys. This is my favorite part of the show where we get all of your tweets. And I'm thinking maybe next week, if you guys are listening to our podcast, maybe you should hashtag RHOC AfterBuzzTV, just so we make sure to get you guys every week. So again, if you want to see your tweets featured on our after show, hashtag RHOC AfterBuzzTV.
Because right now we're just actually highlighting the best ones on Twitter, the ones that are the most relevant. So if you just actually want your tweet featured on our show, tweet us, like, and make sure to include AfterBuzz in the tweet. Thomas.
Yes, here's our first one from Housewives Fanatic. I feel like Shannon is never going to let go of the medication comment after this episode. Good luck to you, Kelly Dodd.
Well, she didn't even remember that it was Kelly. She thought it was Tamara. So she might just be holding on to the other comment about David once she sees this episode.
Medication gate definitely got started tonight, because that's going to go all the way to the reunion.
Medication gate. I love it.
Next tweet, we have hashtag, oh, this is from our friend Kelly Dodd. Hashtag RHOC. Out of all the things that Shannon should be mad about, it should be that Vicky said Shannon is an XXL and Vicky is a medium. I would be pissed.
True.
It's totally true. I brought that up earlier.
Kelly, come join us here.
I know. Oh, man. You know what? I would love to have... I always wanted to have Vicky in here, and you know what? I still will always have the door open for Vicky.
Vicky wrote me back on Instagram because I asked her to come to AfterBuzz TV, and she said where, and then Haley liked it as well. So we're gonna find Vicky. We're gonna talk to your people, and hopefully you can finally join us here.
Yeah,
our after show.
I don't know what's happening. Vicky's turning the tide. She started following me on Instagram.
And she followed you. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Next tweet we have is from our dear Leon Castillo. Surprise, guys. Shannon going off on production and telling them to leave her alone is so rude. That's their job. They follow you. Once again, everyone around her has to suffer. She's an emotional vampire.
Ooh, the shade.
The gauntlets have been thrown. At least I didn't at her. You know what I mean?
Nope.
You shut up.
Next tweet. We have this from Lisa Bopp. This episode of RHOC is one for the books. Holy crap, at Andy.
It's true. This one was good. Shannon literally went off on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And Tamara and her are going to have a sit down next week.
This kind of reminded me of the Kelly Ben Simone New York trip where things were going really haywire and in paradise.
And you know what, Kelly took it to the reunion defending it, saying, this wasn't a breakdown, it was a breakthrough.
I remember that.
Oh, honey.
Old Pizza Hut, this is another tweet.
I love the name.
Tamara, either you're a friend or you're not. A Christian or not. You can't be a backstabber and act redeemed, honey.
Oh, God. Pizza Hut.
Your Pizza Hut? Come on.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, Pizza Hut, but Tamara's always been kind of like this.
She has.
She's always been kind of wishy-washy.
She's never going to change.
When you're in the wrong, you're in the wrong, whether you're her friend or not, which we do kind of like.
I actually think this formula of what Tamara's done has made her be part of this history for 10 years, because you kind of need the person that goes back and forth.
Exactly, exactly.
And finally, we have a tweet from, me.
Oh, I'm the only one
this
missing.
Is a poll. Yes. This is a poll.
This is a poll. So make sure to follow me at the very top at Thomas Rulina. Whose side are you on? AfterBuzz TV at Bravo TV hashtag RHOC. Tamara 37%, and we have Shannon at 63%.
People love Shannon.
What?
People are gonna say she was ganged up on. Nobody was on her side. But you know what, though? Take a step back. When everybody else is on one side, that's when you go, maybe I am in the wrong. Maybe I should just step back and listen. Mm-hmm. Because that's what Tamara was saying. She's like, you're not listening. You're harping on whatever word that you feel triggers you, and you're holding on to that when you're actually supposed to be listening to the thought behind the sentence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're not giving us anything. No. You're not giving these girls anything. Just admit it. Just be like, you know what? I'm weird with new people, and I'm busy, so just get over it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have fun now. Let's do a shot. Woohoo! I don't know. I feel like there's always a way to turn it around, there and is. She just really hasn't.
I think she's going to be back next season, of course. I feel like Shannon will be back next season, and she'll probably be a more fun, light person. I just think we have to remember that she's actually going through this in real time during the time of filming, so she can't really act
she as if... She has a boyfriend now. Maybe she is happier.
Yeah. I'm sorry, not to
be vulgar, but, you know, maybe it's helping that she has a boyfriend. There's love, there's consistency, there's sex.
Well, she said that she's been going out on dates, and she told Kelly, you know how excited I've been to go out on dates. And I'm like,
She is full of it. Nobody wants to go out with that. Nobody.
We're wishing you well, Shannon.
No, we're not. Let's get into our news and gossip.
Alrighty, guys. So Gina gives an update on her divorce. Basically, she's not divorced yet. She's saying it's super complicated getting divorced, and there's a lot of paperwork. There's all this back and forth, so she's just getting a little bit confused in the process, she said. So she told her husband, because they're not divorced yet, let's just sit down and take an entire day to just bang this out so that we know what we're doing. So apparently, they're still a family. Nothing has changed, she's saying, except for the bank account situation. So from the time that they've been airing till now, they're still not divorced. And nothing's been, like, pretty much done.
And we're talking about Gina?
And we're talking about Gina, yeah.
So it's like, you know what? I saw tonight a tweet, Watch What Happens Live. She's going to be on tonight.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the thread, and it's just people saying, we are so confused. Mm-hmm. We can't relate to this. How are you going through a divorce, but you're not giving us anything? Everything has been kind of positive and presented.
It's very it's a presentable way to have a divorce, if that's mm-hmm. even possible.
Yeah, like you usually publicists come up with a way to minimize the press. What line from that? We need to call Leslie, see if we can minimize the press on all of this. What movie? Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, there you go. It was like, which one?
It's true, though. Like, you know, like when their divorce happens in the public eye, mm-hmm. there's something that's done to minimize the press all of it. And I feel like Gina's become her own press person.
I really think she is handling her own stuff.
And I know her press person, and so she has one.
Oh! next up on news, Kelly Dodd reveals that her and Vicky are no longer on speaking terms. Mm. So she was talking to...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she says that the whole situation she says that the whole situation with Vicky... saying, we don't talk at all. She says, as a matter of fact, I went to Tamara's house for her birthday in September, and Tamara showed me the text from Vicky. She's like, I'm not going to be there if Kelly is there.
So Kelly and Vicky are not talking?
No. She said, Kelly also said that reliving all of the drama surrounding her ex-husband and his double dates with Vicky and her aunt Steve this season brought her friendship with Vicky back to a bad place.
The reunion is going to be out of control.
Kelly says she's optimistic, and she says that she's keeping it cordial with her.
What about her and Shannon?
She didn't say anything about Shannon.
Well, after tonight, I don't think they're going to be speaking. I know Shannon is going to get really pissed off about not just the medication comment, all the peanut Everything. Gallery comments, the mm-hmm. you're scared thing, and also the her defending David. That is going to be the pinnacle. Because we have been riding high with Kelly this whole time. Girl code has been enforced and Vicky broke it. And we have just been riding with Kelly. But Kelly took a turn. Had a couple vodkas. Mojito vodkas. Mm-hmm. And was like, I don't know. I'm kind of on Team David.
Well, while we're on the air, I do want to ask our viewers and our listeners, do we think that this episode would have been better if Heather DeBrow?
I saw that on Twitter. Here. Did you see that tweet?
I did see that tweet. And then it made me think, like,
we need Heather.
I miss Heather.
Heather would have been like, stop it. Yes. Stop it. This is ridiculous. Stop it, Shannon.
I'm not going to be part of this anymore.
I'm not going to be part of this. And then Kelly would have been like, shut up. You're up.
See you next door.
You guys, we saw the preview for next week. Obviously, Shannon and Tamara sit down, and Tamara is not backing down. We're going to take this all the way to the reunion. Let's talk about our predictions so we can wrap this up.
And now, you're After Buzz TV.
Maita!
Okay.
Predictions and seating predictions for the reunion.
Oh, that's a lot. Okay, all right.
All right, do predictions and then think about that afterwards.
So for predictions, I think that everyone is going to be separated from Shannon, and she's going to be just left isolated for like a few episodes.
How sad!
Yeah, for a few episodes until like everybody just decides.
She's going to be the LVP of what's happening right now.
Yes,
I actually think that Shannon left Jamaica. I don't think that Shannon is there anymore. I think she left because people are, seem to be looking for her. So I think this is all going to get resolved when they get back to OC.
She's not there physically or no, mentally.
I think she actually like took a plane and left.
She physically left the whole island.
Yeah,
I feel like she would have left too. I feel like we're not going to get anywhere until we go back home because it's just too much happened on vacation. It is over. It is over. I do agree with Maite. I feel like there's going to be a separation. I feel like the reunion is going to be out of control. Mm-hmm. Who's going to be in the first two seats?
Tamara
and
Shannon.
Tamara and Shannon, Vicky.
Vicky and Kelly.
Kelly next to Shannon.
Yes. And then Gina on that side. Because Gina can't be next to Shannon. She has to be looking at her directly.
What about Emily? She doesn't
Emily's like, gonna be on this side.
Oh, because I saw a picture of them in Jamaica and the body language. Shannon was trying to get away from Emily in that photo.
What?
I'll have it on Instagram on my story, Hollywood Leanne. All right, guys, thank you so much. That is our show. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and on all the things. I'm Hollywood Leanne. I'm leading the show. And this is my panel.
Yay! Hey, guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. Follow me everywhere at Thomas Rulina. And please subscribe to AfterBuzz TV. And also subscribe to my YouTube channel, Your Time with Thomas.
Yes. Hey, guys, it's Maite Carrillo here. Find me everywhere at This Is Maite. And Thursday nights, 8 o'clock, Shaws of Sunset, Wheel of Grace at 7.
We'll be back next Monday. Make sure to follow me on at Hollywood Leanne and check me out on HBO's Camping. We'll see you next Monday. Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.